kindness. What does kindness look like to you? Is it something like that, when two children are getting on, one's being kind to the other? Or the next slide, Phil, if you could. Two quotes about kindness. No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. Aesop, as in Aesop Fables, or Mark Twain, kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Just think about that for a moment. Or if you are over in the Middle East somewhere, maybe this is an act of kindness. A glass of water from a resident to a soldier. Or if you've got pets, maybe this is kindness. Thank you, Phil. Oh, that's not the one I was expecting. All right. Is there one with two animals on it, or have I taken that off? No. Well, I had a cat and a dog being kind to each other, but imagine that one. This is an act of kindness. An older person and a younger person. And random acts of kindness, whether I've got that on the screen or not. Yes, there we go. Maybe you can read some of those, maybe you can't. What is a random act of kindness that you've done this week for somebody you've come into contact with? Just think about what you've done this past week. If you've been at African Adventure with Toby and caught cholera, well, imagine you've caught cholera, or whatever it might be. You might have been kind to somebody along the way. Think about it just for a moment, because when we do that act of kindness, it has a ripple effect. Now, I wish there was a swimming pool down here, because I'd jump right in it at the moment, because I'm hot and I'm sure everybody else is quite warm. But I'm going to get you to join in with me, thank you, Phil, with some actions. So when I say a certain word, this is one of my strange stories, you've got to do something or say something loudly. So when I say the word stone, you say something like that. When I say the word puddle, you go, or who can do that? Great. When I say the word splash, you go, splash, all right? And when I say the word waves, who can make waves motion with their hands? Very good. Good. You ought to be up here and seeing this. Fantastic. Got some Middle Eastern dancers over there. Very good. I like that. So here we go. Remember the word stone, puddle, splash and waves. The old man picked up a stone. Gosh, somebody even got there before I'd even said it. Fantastic. And dropped it into the puddle. There was a very large splash. And our clothes got wet. Then as we watched, one ripple after another drifted out across the puddle. Very good. To its edges. I took a little piece of gravel and threw it in. It didn't make a big splash, but once again, lots of little rings of water spread out across the puddle. All morning, we played the game, me and that old man. Big stones and little stones. Gravel and rocks. Stone after stone. We tossed them into the puddle, and every time those little waves, I was waiting for the words, there's no waves, that's right, spread out across the surface. And when we dropped two stones, very good, in at once, the waves hit each other and made other shapes and different patterns. Eventually, the old man sat back on the bench and lit his pipe. Everything we do and everything we say is like one of those stones, he said. You knew what was coming. It sent out little waves, little signals which affect other people and change their lives. We can't help it. Some people like to make a big splash. Emphasis, big splash. And some people only make a little splash. But all of us make waves. And those waves affect other people, sometimes for good and sometimes for bad. He nodded his head slowly. So I think everyone should think very carefully about the sort of waves, just checking you're doing it, very good, they want to make. I thought about that for a minute, then decided what to do. I put my feet together, jumped as high as I could into the air, and landed like a very big stone in the puddle. The splash I made was huge, and it went everywhere, but the waves that I made went even further. So my challenge to you is not to find a puddle this week, because you won't. I bet you won't find many puddles this week. But think about where you can make waves, at school, at home, at the shops, at work. waves of kindness that spill out and bring Jesus to other people.